It's here and now.
Four counts in second group, yeah?
When dancer David Hallberg came to Harvard to teach a master class recently, he drew rave reviews from teachers and students.
It was pretty unreal. I think half the time we couldn't even remember the combinations because we were so distracted with how amazing of a dancer he is.
I think he brings a spirit and energy, and he gives a class that inspires and goes beyond the technique, which is what it's all about.
Good. You guys can feel it 10 times more. I'm loving it, but you can just let go. No inhibitions, right? Don't be scared.
A shining star at American Ballet Theatre, 30-year-old David Hallberg was introduced as one of the greatest male classical ballet dancers ever, who single-handedly is making ballet relevant, and not just because he looks like the prince he often portrays. Hallberg made headlines last fall when he announced he was doing something no other American principal dancer had ever done. He was also joining the world-famous Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow. Stephen Colbert jokingly called him a Benedict Arnold in tighter pants.
Americans don't defect to go to the Bolshoi. The Ruskis defect to come here. Nureyev did it 50 years ago. Why are you trying to lose us the Cold War?
Stephen, the Cold War is over.
For all the hoopla, the South Dakota-born, Phoenix-raised David Hallberg can still walk unnoticed through the streets. And he says his interest in dance was sparked by this man.
Or I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
So much so that at the age of 8, David Hallberg put nickels on the soles of his own shoes to try to tap like Fred Astaire. He sat down with Here Now's Lynn Menegon to explain why he went to dance in Russia.
I never really wanted to go to the Bolshoi Theater. When the offer was made, I thought about it for 2 months, and I lost sleep over it. But yet, it was life telling me that this is what you need. I was at a point in my career where I was sitting back, I was happy, but I knew I needed something that really just scared me, that was a complete risk. So, you know, it's amazing when life comes knocking. Sometimes you have no choice but to answer.
and say, come on in, or I'm walking out that door and I don't know where I'm going.
Exactly. And a dancing career is short. It's an athlete's career, really, and you need to gain as much as you can while you can. I think that's life in general, really.
You know, I was reading that some of the Bolshoi stars, or at least one, said this was an insult to Russian ballet. How do you react to something like that?
I can understand actually where he's coming from. The Russian schooling is so respected and funded, and to have someone who isn't trained through the school come up and open the restoration of the theater, it raises eyebrows.
Meaning you were the lead dancer when the Bolshoi Theater reopened after extensive renovations. You were chosen. Huge.
Correct, yeah. It was a very bold move for the Bolshoi to do that.
I happen to see on your Twitter feed that you describe yourself in all D's, with some very interesting D's. Dancer, okay, I got that. Dreamer, I can believe that. Detailed, defective, distracted, discreet, delicate, dog, and doomed. Go ahead, explain some of those.
Well, doomed, what I mean by that is my search for more. And that is a doomed process because it's a perpetual process. It will never end. And so that's what I mean by doomed. I'm doomed by my insatiable curiosity.
Well, that's a good thing, I think.
It is a good thing. So it certainly doesn't sound as dramatic as it is when it's in print.
You're not doomed like the prince. in Swan Lake, who has to jump into the lake after the swan.
Exactly.
Not that.
No.
Tell me about Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire was an inspiration when I was 8 years old. He was the inspiration. He's so suave. He's so smooth. He's so charismatic.
What was it? What role?
All of them, but really it was Top Hat.
Or I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
He had such pleasure in his face, in his body. He was absolutely communicative through his movement. And that's, I think, what excited me the most.
It led you to the Paris Opera Ballet School at age 17, which is, you know, your formative years as a dancer. You picked up stakes and went to Paris. I mean, extremely unusual. The Paris Opera Ballet School is extremely strict. Paris, France, the birthplace of ballet. What was that like?
I was this wide-eyed American boy from the suburbs, and they ate me alive.
How did they eat you alive? What did they do?
Well, I didn't speak French. I didn't know the subtleties of coming into a culture that was alien to me. I was very American. I was outgoing. I was loud. And I had a lot to learn, but I quickly realized that I didn't go to be the star, and I wasn't. I was pushed in the back of the studio, and I had a goal in mind, and the goal was to finish the year. Four other foreign kids showed up at the beginning of the year, and they were gone by 2 months. And I finished the year, and that was my plan. I was miserable for a lot of the time, very lonely, but it was one of the most formative years of my life because I have always learned more from the harder experiences than the easier and happier experiences.
So let's have fun with this guy.
So let's go one.
And. Pass through. Use the head.
What does teaching mean to you? You know, you don't have to do that. You're a top star. You're in the prime of your career.
I've learned a certain amount in the last 11 years of a career, and I feel like I can say something. I'm not saying I'll change people's lives, but it's a responsibility to continue this respect and love for this art form. And I'm happy to do it at a small school in the middle of America, and I'm happy to do it at Harvard University.
Come on, let's do it. Come on.
Ballet dancer David Hallberg with Here and Now's Lynn Menegon. And by the way, listener Donald Summerfield in Ventura, California, tells us that while David is the first American principal star to join the Bolshoi, Donald's son Michael Shannon was the first American to rise through the Bolshoi to become the first foreign principal dancer there. Congratulations. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Join us again. Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.